This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Communist Party Chairman Duo Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda hold discussion. Communist Party Secretariat meeting to be held this evening. Number of people tested positive for coronavirus reaches 54 with two additional cases in Rautahat. Ministry of Foreign Affairs holding consultations with foreign employment destination countries to ensure the welfare of Nepali workers, and at least 40 civilians, including 11 children, die in a bomb blast in the northern Syrian town of Afrin. Now the news in detail. Ruling Communist Party of Nepal has called for a meeting of its secretariat for today. The discussion held between party chair Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and another chair Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda yesterday decided to call the secretariat meeting. According to the party sources, the meeting will be held at 5 p.m. today. The number of people infected by coronavirus has reached 54 after two more people were tested positive for the virus yesterday. Meanwhile, the number of people returning home after being cured of the virus has reached 16. During the regular press meet of the Health and Population Ministry, Ministry spokesperson Dr. Bikasdev Kota informed that a total of 54,826 people had been tested till yesterday via the PCR and RDT methods. Dr. Deb Kota said that though people's mobility had been stopped at border crossings, essential goods were being imported without any obstruction. Dr. Deb Kota also informed about the Council of Ministers' decision to take action against individuals who enter or help others to enter the border points by hiding from the authorities. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali has said that the government will ensure the well-being of Nepalese living abroad. Talking to Radio Nepal's early morning program today, Minister Gyawali said that a provision had been put in place to resolve the issues faced by Nepali migrant workers whose work visa or contract had expired. Minister Gyawali also informed about the government's plan to give Nepali migrant workers who have returned to the home country the opportunities to use their skill and experience to enhance the country's productivity. Minister Gyawali also urged the Nepali migrant workers to stay safe at their current location as it was not possible to bring them back home. The Supreme Court has resumed the registration and hearing on writ petitions. The hearings were postponed owing to the coronavirus pandemic. Joint spokesperson at the Supreme Court, Devendra Dhakal, confirmed that the Supreme Court had accepted registration of the new writ petitions and had started hearing them from yesterday itself. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरू फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओए वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to more news now. The European Union is going to provide a total aid package of 9.8 billion rupees to Nepal to tackle the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic and mitigate its impact. According to the statement issued by the European Union delegation in Nepal, the support combines existing commitments along with new funds, which would allow the government a direct and swift access to the aid budget. The European Union support will be directed at two areas which are assisting the Nepali authorities to respond to the immediate health crisis and boosting the country's economic response and recovery. Accordingly, the European Union will give 1.6 billion rupees to support the government's health and preparedness plans. These funds are being made available either by topping up resources for already existing projects focusing on health sector or by reorienting resources to other projects that would integrate health-related activities and crisis response. Meanwhile, 8.2 billion rupees support has been given to the government to respond to the social and economic consequences of the pandemic. The government has urged those working in South Korea on employment permit system and currently on leave in Nepal to contact the Foreign Employment Department. Issuing a notice yesterday, the Ministry of Labor, Employment and Social Security informed that the Nepalese who had come home from South Korea on leave and now willing to return for work were requested to contact the EPS Korea section at the ministry. The meeting of the Council of Ministers on Sunday had decided to allow the Nepali workers currently staying on leave to return to their job station via chartered flights after their health checkup. However, the workers should themselves bear the cost for the return ticket. The Nepali workers, students and entrepreneurs who had come to Nepal before the coronavirus pandemic have been stranded with the suspension of the international flights. The EPS section has said it has no record on those Nepali workers who came home on leave from South Korea. It said efforts were ongoing to collect the data with the initiative of Non-Nepali Residents Association. It is estimated that some 250 Nepalis had come home on leave. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Kumar Bhattarai has said the forthcoming policy and programs and budget would bring concrete programs to revive tourism sector which has been badly dented by the coronavirus pandemic. While receiving a memorandum from the Trekking Agency Association of Nepal Thaan and Nepal Trekking Culture Archaeological Cargo and Courier Workers Union yesterday, Minister Bhattarai said that joint efforts of government and private sectors were essential to uplift the tourism sector. Minister Bhattarai said revival of tourism was imperative for the security of investment and the workers as well. A delegation of the representatives of Thaan and Union met Minister Bhattarai at his office in Singhadarbar yesterday and submitted the memorandum. They made various demands as exemption of interest, a loan amount of 2 million rupees without security and discount on office rent. The memorandum also included utilization of money collected in the Employee Welfare Fund for workers, extension of trekking company renewable by 6 months, special discount in various headings under tourism in the coming budget. In reply, Minister Bhattarai said government was doing homework on how it could revive the tourism industry. He said effective effort was necessary to ensure safe livelihood of nearly 1 million people who are directly or indirectly engaged in tourism sector. Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies held consultations with the lawmakers of the Federal Parliament regarding plans, policies and agendas to include in the new fiscal year's budget. Minister Lekraj Patel held consultations with the parliamentarians representing Far Western State and State No. 5 yesterday. The parliamentarian had suggested the minister to initiate the construction of Rai Port, develop the industrial areas and enable environment for industries, suggesting the minister to consider relaxing the procedure to establish the industrial village. The parliamentarians called for underscoring the works relating to industrial corridor. They also recommended to fix reasonable price to buy the local food items at local level, set up food depot in rural municipalities, facilitate importing chemical fertilizers, promote the skills of locals and incorporate them with the Prime Minister employment program. Economists and planning experts have stressed the need of timely plans and strategy in order to prop up the country's economy after the coronavirus pandemic. The former finance ministers of Nepali Congress office bearers and economists said this at a special interaction held at Nepali Congress Central Office chaired by Party President Sherbad Dewa yesterday. The meeting also discussed the steps the state needs to take to provide adequate relief materials to those in desperate need. The Securities Body of Nepal has said that preparations are underway to open the share market in the near future. At a virtual conference organized yesterday by Society of Economic Journalists Nepal, Sibon Chair Bhishma Dungana informed that the share market would come into operation immediately with the lifting of the lockdown. He also expressed commitment for bringing fully automated online transaction system within 2 to 3 months after the lockdown ended. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 1,440 civilians were killed, including 11 children, when a bomb detonated in the northern Syrian town of Afrin on Tuesday. Turkish Defense Ministry has blamed the attack on the Kurdish Syrian YPG militia. In a statement on Twitter, the ministry said the blast occurred in a crowded area in Afrin. A video shared by the ministry showed this black smoke billowing in the air while ambulance and police sirens wailed in the background. A video shared by the ministry showed black smoke billowing. The United States has condemned the attack late on Tuesday, which a State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ogertas claimed that the lives of dozens of people shopping in the central market as they prepared to break the Ramadan fast. Olympic chief has said that the postponed Tokyo Olympics will be scrapped if the games cannot take place in 2021. Tokyo 2020 is now scheduled to run from 23rd July to 8 August next year after being delayed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Health experts have cast doubt on whether the Games could be held next summer without a vaccine or effective drugs to treat the COVID-19 infection. However, the Tokyo 2020 president said he was confident the rescheduled Games would go ahead. The president of Japan's Medical Association said on Tuesday it would be difficult to hold the Olympics in 2021 without vaccine or effective drugs being developed. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Brief rain or thundershowers accompanied with lightning, gusty winds and hailstorm is possible at a few places of the western region. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 26.2 degrees Celsius and minimum of 12.7 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Communist Party Chairman Duo Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda hold discussion. Communist Party Secretariat meeting to be held this evening. Number of people tested positive for coronavirus reaches 54 with two additional cases in Rautahat. Ministry of Foreign Affairs holding consultations with foreign employment destination countries to ensure the welfare of Nepali workers. And at least 40 civilians, including 11 children, die in a bomb blast in the northern Syrian town of Afrin. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and stay home and stay safe.